This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Oh, look. Yeah. Look at Chris doing dancing bench presses. Tony's head is bobbing. Pitbull playoffs. Miami matters. What the hell is happening in South Florida? Are you kidding me? The Miami Heat, we have been so starved for sports down here. We have been dying a little bit by the season. God almighty, the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game like this century. The University of Miami doesn't matter anymore. Our hockey team hasn't won a playoff series this century. And Jason Tatum thought he was going to take something from Miami yesterday, and Bam Adebayo said no in a way that's crazy. Kendrick Perkins is going to come on with us in a half hour. Basically, we're just going to be the hype men for him.
He's the number one Heat fan.
Weirdly, he's a Celtic. He's most famously a Celtic, but he likes dem goons. When Stan Van Gundy says that the Miami Heat is tougher than the Boston Celtics, I don't think he's looking at the intangible the way that you might be looking at the intangible, like, you know, bared teeth, junkyard dog, tougher. Tougher in the way that makes Jimmy Butler, when he needs a basket, go neck first to the rim and get a foul on a defender who is exceptional, because he's just trying to body first get in there, even though that's where all the barbed wire is in the playoffs. Jason Tatum is 22 years old. He will learn. He took a shot from great distance at the end of regulation of that game, where he was just dribbling the ball and the teeth of everything was closer to the rim, and he was very far from the rim, and he took a 27-footer.
That was frustrating to watch, because it feels like Jason Tatum can get whatever shot he wants, whatever he wants, and he settled for that shot in that moment.
But I don't know how much he was driven, Stugatz. I honestly don't know if what happened to him at the end happened to him because he was so meek shooting from distance earlier, even though he's got great range, and he can get that shot, and it looks smooth when he takes that shot. But when Stan Van Gundy is talking about toughness, what he's talking about is what Bam Adebayo did at the rim when Jason Tatum came with his arm cocked back to dunk, and we saw one of the great defensive plays of our basketball lifetime, even if you don't care about the Miami Heat. Like, yes, you could point to what LeBron James did chasing down Andre Iguodala, and it wasn't very long ago, but it looked like that was going to be a dunk. It looked like a lesser wrist wouldn't have been able to push that away from the rim. From any angle that I saw that play from, I don't understand how Bam's wrist didn't collapse and give way to the ball because of the force of what Jason Tatum was bringing.
It was absolutely amazing to be able to do that. The timing on it, Tatum way up in the air, he's coming down, the ball is essentially in the basket, he has his dunk face on, like all of that, and then Bam puts up the left hand and he gets it. And to your point, nationally, Dan, that had to be a great moment. If you love sports, you love that moment. You had two young guys meeting at the rim, game on the line, and Bam won. I mean, it's an amazing moment last night.
And they reminded you a lot that Jason Tatum is only 22 years old, and it was just stark. You don't get very often, okay? This is what happened last night at the rim, as Stugatz describes it. Jason Tatum doesn't have a playoff moment. Jason Tatum will have a career filled with playoff moments, but he doesn't have one yet. He went looking for it last night, and Bam took it from him at the rim. And Bam Adebayo announced himself to America, even though Kendrick Perkins is not yet good with this name.
Bam Adebayo, well coached by Eric Spoelstra.
I'm good with it.
He can say it however he wants. Regardless, Bam Adebayo is a name that you might want to learn the way you learned Antetokounmpo.
Bam Adebayo, well coached by Eric Spoelstra.
And I'm not saying he's going to be Antetokounmpo. I'm saying that I struggled with that name for a long time before realizing I really need to learn this name. You know who I haven't done it with yet? Tua. I'm going to call him Tua forever.
Same here.
I am just scared of his last name. Scared.
Yep. Like, listen, I learned on Giannis Antetokounmpo. I say it actually better than anyone, I feel like, in the media. I am done with Tua. I am not trying. I've tried it at home. I've tried it in private. I am not doing it. It's not. I can't say it. It's impossible.
I wanted to start with romance, actually, Stugatz, and not because Mike Ryan earlier in the show was doing a very unctuous, awful, really, my stomach is still a little upset. He was pantomiming a sensual Larry Bird slapping rear ends with his towel on the sideline.
Whoa, you made it rear ends. I was just recreating a highlight that we've all had play throughout montages when people talk about the NBA. When you hear, "That's steal by Bird," you see a celebratory Larry Bird with a mustache and short shorts and a warm-up top just snapping a towel back.
But it's sensual. Right. It's sensual.
No, the rear end just happened to get in the way. Mike's right. You don't know if it was intended for the rear end.
No, it was. You can't. Wait a minute. Mike Ryan, I didn't make it sensual.
Bird made it sensual.
Anyway, this is what I wanted to talk about before we got interrupted by sports and
Larry blocks. Bird?
No.
Larry Legend.
No, a romance story. I want a love story. So we have told you about the story of Maya Moore. It's an amazing story. In her prime as one of the best in the world at basketball, WNBA. She quit in order to pursue social justice before it was the most recent trendy thing. She quit her life in order to fix our mass incarceration system or work on our mass incarceration system. And she did this because of a family friend, Jonathan Irons, that she thought and was able to prove was wrongly convicted and deserved to get out of jail. On Good Morning America today, it is revealed that Maya Moore is marrying Jonathan Irons. And so what just was a documentary has just turned into, I don't know, who
feature film.
Who does the romantic parts now? Who who gets to do, will they allow Julia Roberts to play Maya Moore? Like, or are we done with that in 2020?
This is a role for Scarlett Johansson. A role she was born to play.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
So it's not going to be a black woman, right? It's going to be a white woman that gets to play Maya Moore.
Scarlett Johansson.
Stugatz, look at Roy. Roy doesn't know whether to laugh or cry.
By the way, the announcement was that they were actually married already, that they got married. So congratulations to them.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm a little late to the news. But that I was looking at my phone and my mouth was hanging open in sheer shock. I thought the Clippers losing was going to be the most shocking thing that made me do that in the last 12 hours. It is Maya Moore now she is married.
Yep. Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The Big Ten has announced that the football season will resume October 23rd and 24th with the addition of strict coronavirus testing protocols, which will include daily antigen testing, enhanced cardiac screening, and a data-driven approach to making decisions going forward. The conference will designate a chief infection officer who will oversee collection and the reporting of data.
Breaking news is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
A CIO.
There isn't a lot of margin for error on that one, so they are going back and forth, and hopefully they can get through a season without contaminating those protocols, because they will have to shut down again very quickly, and they will have looked to all of us like being a waffling conference in the wind, where they go back and forth as the Pac-12. This is not surprising in the least, is the conference where the players demanded the money, and never mind. Just go away.
Spring.
There's no money. We'll talk later. Maybe everyone will forget about this at a more normal time in America. This is going to be an all-you-can-heat buffet here today because it's been a long time since we could feel like this in South Florida. And by a long time, I mean the last series against Milwaukee. But, Mike, how many of those songs do you have there that are playoff-related and heat-related? And this team – This town, this is some of the backstory on this radio show in this town. We became a national show while doing a local show because we stunk at sports in South Florida. The only thing since 2003 there's been down here, that's 17 years, is whatever Dwayne Wade brought in the form of winning. Everything else has been a barren desert of awful. So we are grateful for this franchise. And in those 17 years, Stugatz, you've seen it. As the Dolphins haven't won a single playoff game, the Miami Heat took this town from the Miami Dolphins. It's something I never thought I'd see in my journalistic lifetime. And Dwayne Wade did that, and Heat winning did that, and the us against them with the LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh's teams did that.
And Pat Riley did that.
And so Pat Riley has been looking for an out to retire here. And over the offseason, he was getting hit pretty damn hard all over the place with, has the game passed him by? And what it would look like, a game passing you by, is exactly this. The evolution of the sport with three-point shooters all over the place, and he's still thinking of post-basketball and Showtime Lakers and Knicks basketball from a different time, and Alonzo Mourning and Tim Hardaway. So at mid-70s, he reinvents the entire team with Eric Spoelstra, who taught us positionless basketball with 2010 with LeBron and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, sort of the advent to all of what it is you see all over the sport right now. Reinvented, and last night the Boston Celtics, the hated Boston Celtics, with more tradition than any team in the sport. Their young superstar, 22 years old, goes to the rim looking for his playoff-defining moment. And a guy who represents Heat culture, sort of the descendant of Alonzo Mourning, cartoon muscle manifestation of athleticism, can guard your one, can guard your five. Guarded Tatum, guarded Kemba Walker. He says to Jason Tatum, not yet, not now, at the rim, somehow. I don't know how he did that physically. I don't understand. I've seen Jason Tatum swoop in like a pterodactyl, right, like the pterodactyl that he is. I don't know physically how that happened. It's why Magic Johnson tells you it's the greatest defensive play he's ever seen in the playoffs.
Did it with his left hand. Did it with Tatum coming down so hard, the force, that I don't know how his left hand sustained the force of that dunk and prevented it from going through the basket. I just don't.
I think
one of the most
people,
amazing plays I've ever seen in my life.
I think a lot of people are confused by that, and Kendrick Perkins will come here to celebrate this with us. Are we of the opinion that he is going to say Bam Adebayo's name correctly, or is he going to say it the way that he's been saying it, which I think I like a little bit more?
Bam out of the bayou, well coached by Eric Spoelstra.
That's the way I like it. The fact that Riley did this, I mean, Dan, it's amazing. The fact he did this by acquiring Goran Dragic and did it in two drafts with Bam and then did it with Tyler Hero is and turned it around this quickly from LeBron, Wade, and Bosh to this is absolutely amazing. It may be his finest work, seriously.
Well, but you like to do that one. Whatever is the most recent work is maybe the finest work.
Yeah, but this is work done through the draft and through free agency. I think Wade, to me, was most responsible for LeBron coming down here. It wasn't about Riley. This is Riley and Spo doing it through the draft and doing it through free agency.
Billy, your sound is down. It's not working.
Goran Dragic had 29 points last night. 29 points, quiet, not at all the story. If you're talking about the Miami Heat, maybe the third name you're mentioning, probably fourth because Tyler Hero almost had a triple-double. 29 points. Thank you, Mark Cuban. Thank you so much because you're giving Pat Riley credit for Goran Dragic, and I feel you. That's great. Arguably best point guard in Miami Heat history. They thought they traded him to Dallas, and Dallas went another direction after what was thought to be an official deal.
Can we do this around here, by the way? Because you guys, Billy loves to make fun of me because he says that I'm always demanding apologies for Pat Riley of the people who say that the game has passed him by. What can we go through on our personal parade of gas bags and find our most glaring failures when it came to criticizing this team? Because I thought they should have given the money to Hassan Whiteside. Mike Ryan at one point thought that Tyler Johnson was better than Goran Dragic. It might be his most haunting take. Do you have a more haunting? Is that your? I said the Lions that were 0-16 were going to make the playoffs. Is that the equivalent for you?
Yeah, I'm not going to apply context to the discussion we were having. I was just wrong. I was just flatly wrong. Also, I wasn't on board with this Justice Winslow trade that brought Jay Crowder to town.
I said Riley failed Wade in the entire city of Miami.
I said last year that the Heat should build around Josh Richardson and not Bam Adebayo.
You did say that.
I called Hassan Whiteside a generational big.
All right, Kendrick Perkins is going to join us next.
Kendrick Perkins, the number one Heat fan, going to be on a parade float. He's going to join us in just a minute here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
There's not really going to be a parade, probably, in the pandemic, I don't think. Mike Ryan is getting Kendrick Perkins on the line, number one Heat fan.
If there was a parade, though, K-Perk would be on the first float, would he not?
He is trying. He's a Celtic. We think of him as a Celtic more than Thunder, Cavs. We think of him as a Celtic, I think. He won a championship, right, with the Celtic.
Yeah, I think of him as part of Heat Nation. I mean,
Heat legend Kendrick Perkins is on the line.
All right, we'll get to him. Hold on, we'll get to him in a second. First, I want to ask the question of the audience. Is Bomani right when he says that it's really kind of strange that the Big Ten would get more questions about not playing than the SEC and the ACC get about playing? It's a little bit strange. We'll get to Kendrick Perkins in a second, but I'm sorry, Christine, I interrupted you.
And finally, the expression penny for your thoughts was first used in 1522. If adjusted for inflation, each thought would be worth about $2.50 now. How about that?
How about that?
Yes. Stugatz is a little less. Kendrick Perkins with us now. This is very exciting, Perk, and I don't understand what's going on with you because you're supposed to be a Celtic, but you seem to have fallen in love with them goons.
Absolutely. Look, I have a job to do. I cannot be biased, right? And I've been riding with the Miami Heat. Once I said that they was going to beat the Milwaukee Bucks, they showed me something different, that they possibly could actually come out the East, and I believe them. They have a well-coached team. They're hard-nosed. They play hard on both ends. They play extremely well. They shoot the three-ball well. And they got great leadership over there. And I strongly believe that they could be the team to come out of the East.
Perk, what about what happened at the rim last night?
That was one of the greatest blocks in playoff history. I think I would probably get a slight edge to LeBron James' block because it was the deciding factor, in my opinion, of them winning the championship and arguably the greatest championship in NBA history, being down 3-1. But Bam, oh my God, way to go up with no fear. He was relentless, wasn't scared to get dunked on, and he blocked it with his left hand, his opposite hand. I don't know if people understand how difficult that
it's
is.
It's crazy.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make – Perk, explain it to us, because it doesn't make sense that that was able to happen physically. I thought when Tatum cocked his arm that that was going to be the end of that.
Nah, Bam had something else to say about it. But that goes to show you the identity of the Miami Heat. That's what they do. They're not afraid. They get into you. Even when you watch them play on-ball defense, they're not afraid to get put on highlights. They're not afraid to get crossed over. They're not afraid to get dunked on. Those guys are hard-nosed guys, and that's why I call them the goons from Dade County, because they play with a chip on their shoulder like they got it straight out the mud.
Tell them, Perk.
Heat lifer Kendrick Perkins on with us right now. Given what we saw last night, and I came away not really thinking that the Heat actually played their best offensive game. Are we looking at a short series, bust out the Fabuloso?
I wouldn't say that. I do have the Heat winning in 7. If it goes shorter, it would be surprising to me. You can't count out those stars that the Boston Celtics have, especially Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And if Marcus Smart is able to play that, the way that he played last night, if he's able to keep that up, it's going to be an exciting series, and I think that it goes seven.
Oh, Perk, that's very Davis. Perk, very disappointing.
Yeah, Perk,
as
come
a Heat lifer,
you're
a Heat lifer. Jeez. It's very disappointing. He just asked you about the Fabuloso, and what happened? You said,
and
no,
we know Smart's never going to do that
come
again.
On, Perk, I mean, let's try again. Hold on, yeah. Let's try again. Can we try this again? Let's fix this a little bit.
All right, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, okay, let me. Maybe it was how I phrased it. Bam out of the Bayou, and Jimmy Buckets and them goons from the 305. This is a gentleman's sweep, at least, right? Bust out the Fabuloso, Perk.
I tell you what, if the Heat win game two, it's a gentleman's sweep. If the Boston
hey, Perk,
sweep,
yeah. Let's go,
there we go, Perk.
Yeah,
Perk. Born and raised in the county, Dave.
Yeah, Perk.
Yeah. Say it with your chest.
Jason Tatum for Bam. You make that trade?
No, I think both parties says no. And here's why. When you look at Bam, he is arguably behind Jokic and Anthony Davis. He's the next big man in line, in my opinion. He's so versatile. He could put the ball on the floor. He's a hell of a passer. He's a lob threat at the rim. He runs the floor like a deer. He got a nice touch around the basket. He can shoot the 15-footer. He rebounds at a high level. And like we see, he can switch 1 through 5. And when you look at Jason Tatum, he's everything that you need if you're a Boston Celtics fan and an organization. He's a wing player, which is a guard-driven league, a guy that could go out there and get you 30-plus a night. He has the complete offensive package, underrated defensively. I think both teams says no to the deal.
Perk, I genuinely do not mean this as disrespect, but you played the position Bam Adebayo played. You could not guard 1 through 5.
No, that's not true. That is not true. I mean, actually, when I was in Oklahoma City, we were down 0-2 to the Spurs, and we made an adjustment that we were going to switch everything. And if you go back and pull up the clips, I locked up Tony Parker and
yeah,
my new
Yeah, you my did. Did. Yes, so, you right. did.
Pull up the clips, Dan.
Yeah, bet you forgot about that.
I cannot believe Dan insulted you like that.
And Kendrick. He usually has such reverence for Heat legends like you.
Unbelievable.
This is why he
apologize to Perk.
Today of all days.
Apologize to Perk right now.
Perk, I'm so sorry I've offended you. I'm sorry that you're a Heat lifer. You deserve better from me. I'm sorry. I don't remember you locking up Tony Parker, though. I don't remember that. It's crazy. You did that.
You knock it off.
Well, it was a decade ago. So, I mean, you know, time flew by. So, you know, but I'm nowhere close to Bam to Bam.
No, Perk, you say it the way you want to say it.
You say it the way you want
to say it. Yeah, you say it.
It's a tough name.
Out
of the Bayou. Out of the Bayou. Bam, Bam, out of the Bayou.
It's the country. I can't change it.
So you want to laugh at the Clippers a little bit, because what just happened there is a pretty giant failure.
Oh, for sure. It's one of the biggest upsets in NBA history. You're talking about a team that was doing a lot of barking, holding pep rallies. Kawhi Leonard left the Toronto Raptors. He not only had a city or a state, he had a country that was willing to give him everything, along with a good coach, a great coach, and a great supporting cast. And he went to the Clippers and forced Paul George to come there, and they thought that they were going to even up the big brother thing with the Lakers. And here they are. They underachieved, blew a 3-1 lead of double figures in game 5 and 6 and couldn't close it out. And you mean to tell me that you have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and Patrick Beverley on the perimeter, and they could do nothing with Jamal Murray? Not the team that was supposed to have the best, one of the best defensive backcourts in NBA history. Not that team, right?
I want to go back to the Heat. Tyler Hero, Kendrick Perkins, tell me that you've seen a lot of 20-year-olds that fearless.
Tyler Hero, people look at Tyler Hero and just, you know, the casual fans and say, oh, yeah, he could just score and shoot. No, that's not it. He does everything. He rebounds. He rebounds exceptionally well at the guard position. He got dimes. He got a high IQ. And he also take on the challenge of defending. Last night, I seen Kemba Walker hit him with a step back, and Kemba made it. But the defense and the courage that he had to guard him, it was textbook defense. It was just that one of those situations where it was good defense but better offense. And Tyler Hero brings so much to the table. People don't understand. His tenacity is so underrated, and his the way that he carries himself is more like a veteran that's been there before. He's not afraid of the moment at all. And not only is he not afraid of it, he steps up and delivers in the big moment.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, so do no you, doubt. Perk.
Yeah, you really
my
do.
My man, Perk!
We're friends, right?
Perk.
We're friends?
Perk.
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 Perk. Perk.
Perk. Perk.
Tell about them goons, Perk.
Tell about them goons, Perk. Perk. Tell about them goons, Perk. Yeah, Perk.
You got to know about them. You got to know about them goons led by Eric Spoelstra. Then you got the OG captain over there, UD, that's holding everything in check.
Yeah.
You got Jay Crowder, who's an unsung hero. I thought he was a sleeper.
Sing his name, Perk.
Sing it.
He was a sleeper in that trade with Andre Iguodala. And God knows, see, this is the thing about the Heat team.
Sleeping.
This is why Jimmy Butler don't have to go for 40 every night.
Book it.
You have multiple guys like Kelly Olynyk that can come off the bench and is capable of giving you 15, 20 points when he's on and he can't be guarded. You got a guy like Duncan Robinson who could get hot. You got Goran Dragic, who's, by the way, one of the most underrated players in these playoffs. This guy is averaging 21 points, almost shooting 50% from the three and almost shooting 40%. I mean, 50% from the field.
So war-torn country.
From the three. Give him his just due. He deserves it.
And Bam out of the bayou.
Yeah! 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 Perk! 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 Perk!
Perk!
Perk!
Perk!
Perk!
Perk!
Perk! Thank you, Perk. Thank you, Perk.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
Cigarette.
Must think we're creepy.
Chris was snoring to signify sleeper in the middle of that.
Felt the need to point it out to everyone.
Dale, Miami! Yes, Spanish in your loins. We are brown and oily and swaggering and loud, and we smell like too much cologne, and our entire economy is held up by dollars that have blood on it and cocaine. But dance to that Spanish softness. Feel it in your sensual places. Extend your sensuality by thinking of Larry Bird slapping a towel to increase your staying power. This is what we're doing to you in Miami, Celtics. Were those home games or away games?
Stole one on the road.
Yeah.
Stole the whole court advantage.
Series started.
Hard to march into the garden and win one of those Sugats, but they did just that, Road Warriors.
You know, someone tweeted this at me, and it's a really good question. Now that it's down to the conference finals, why can't they just change the courts? Like, they have the Heat floor there for practice. I'm sure they have a Celtics one. Why can't they just change it instead of doing all the digital stuff?
I thought I read that was part of the plan, that once we got to the conference finals, teams would start having their own courts. Hopefully that changes for the finals, but I don't know if you've noticed, there are a lot more ads on the court this way.
Yeah.
So maybe it doesn't change.
These games starting at 9 now, all of them?
There's one more early start, early-ish,
okay.
7 o'clock on right. Thursday to sort of get the jump on the Thursday night football, but then I think it's 8 o'clock the rest of the way. Oof.
Stugatz is already suffering lack of sleep. There are many things that happen around here daily that will remind you of our age, but very little more than Stugatz moaning. Oh, 9 p.m. start. That one hurts. Christ almighty, Stugatz.
Oh, it hurts you too.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You're right, but it's embarrassing. I'm going to text you all a photo right now. Not everyone in the audience.
That'd be weird.
I'm gonna text you guys. It would be. I'm gonna text you guys a photo because I can't believe the photo that I'm looking at right now. And we're gonna get to this in the next segment because there's not enough time to talk about it here because we went too long agitating Perk. There's just no way that he guarded Tony Parker. Do you want to think about that for a second?
I thought the photo that you were looking at was the one that I sent you of him stuffing Tony Parker. Well,
Parker was so quick and fast.
Yes, there's no way. Kendrick Perkins looks like a pharaoh and a square one. Like, he wasn't guarding Tony Parker no matter how he remembers
it. Who's put him in a body bag. That's the way history will always remember it.
But the picture I'm going to send you guys, it defies physical sort of description, but we'll try, on how Bam blocked this shot and how close his wrist is to the rim as he's doing this with his offhand, because we finally got a basketball moment down here and we're going to squeeze the holy hell out of it.